Some economic hope amid an absence of bad news.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you and welcome to the Morning Open. I'm Bob Moon in for Bill Radke. We've got some hopeful numbers out of Germany this morning, an unexpected surge in factory orders. Turns out the euro's plunge is making prices for European manufactured goods more competitive, which tends to ease concerns about the global economy. That seemed to get the attention of investors and the markets at the open, but not so fast. Where's Wall Street now? Actually, the Dow is down now, just a couple of points, a tiny fraction of a percent. The Nasdaq just turned positive by just a hair. The S&P 500 has also just notched back into the green. Let's get a market expert's take on this from Sam Stovall, Chief Investment Strategist at S&P Equity Research, who joins us every Monday at this time. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Bob.
So I'm wondering about this early volatility. You know, you've been talking about this market correction for some time now. Did we get that readjustment on Friday with these disappointing jobs numbers, or do you think that the labor market is going to be the focus for investors for a long time to come?
Well, I think the job market, as well as retail sales and any other indication of a global economic recovery, will be on investors' minds. I think certainly they don't want to get caught in another downward draft similar to 2008, in which we did not expect to see the housing situation become as big a problem as it did, and they want to avoid this kind of situation as well.
And it's not just jobs. It was retail sales, and we're getting more questions about global debt now. Were we perhaps a bit too quick to declare a recovery?
Possibly too quick. Our expectation is that the economy will likely be growing at a half speed, meaning half of what it normally does coming out of recession, but still growth nonetheless.
What about the European debt that I mentioned? The euro is down even further this morning against the dollar. What will that do to the global economy?
I think certainly a lot more questions, because global economic growth is a little shade below 4% on an expectations basis for this year, but Europe is only expected to add about 1%. And if they get even weaker, then that could cause the overall growth expectations to be reduced.
S&P equity analyst Sam Stovall, thanks for your insights.
My pleasure.
Speaking of Europe, last week the Hungarian government shocked financial markets with hints that that country might be close to defaulting on its debt. Now Hungary's finance minister says the country can balance its budget and that any comparisons to the massive debt in Greece are misguided. From Budapest, BBC's Nick Thorpe reports for Marketplace.
The new Hungarian government insists that the previous leadership stepped down with plenty of skeletons left in the closet. But now the new administration has tripped over the bones. The Prime Minister's spokesman, in comments apparently meant purely for domestic consumption, horrified markets last week by comparing Hungary to Greece. Within minutes, the Hungarian currency fell dramatically. Ministers who actually are in charge of economic policy have been struggling to repair the damage. Michael Hughes is a London-based economist.
Well, I think the lesson for the Hungarian government to learn is that comments that were made for a domestic audience in this day and age do travel very quickly.
Even before Greece became a global economic concern, Hungary had received a $25 billion rescue package from the international community to cope with its recession. The weekend panic has had one positive effect. The government has been forced to prepare its plans to fix the economy. In Budapest, I'm the BBC's Nick Thorpe for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Vanguard, a client-owned company where the clients own the funds and the funds own the company. Learn more at vanguard.com.
We're about to buy hook, line, and all the rest into Apple's latest not-so-mysterious product announcement. The company is welcoming programmers to its annual Worldwide Developers Conference near its headquarters in California. And as usual, the week kicks off with a keynote from CEO Steve Jobs, which usually means some kind of market-jolting development. Marketplace's Jeff Horwich is with me now. Hey, Jeff.
Good morning, Bob.
So what's going to blow everybody's hair back this year?
So that's the thing. It was probably supposed to be the new iPhone 4. Rumors have it maybe being called the iPhone HD. I guess we'll get to find out what they actually call it. But you might have heard about this Apple employee who lost a prototype back in March while the blog Gizmodo took it apart for the rest of the internet. Here's some of the new stuff. It's got cameras on both sides, a camera flash, It's thinner, bigger battery, and now that's all worthy of polite applause when Steve Jobs holds it up. But unless Apple quickly came up with a fresh secret to roll out, the leak kind of stole the fireworks.
Well, without the surprise of a new iPhone, is there any big news to come out of this conference then?
Well, the meeting should actually be full of important developments, according to ZDNet editor Larry Dignan.
While the techies might be a little disappointing because they feel like they know everything, business-wise, the fun's just starting.
He says Apple's new iPhone software is a bigger deal than the hardware. It'll add functions like multitasking that users have been asking for. We can also expect Apple to talk about how it'll start incorporating ads into applications for the iPhone and iPad, which is really important news if you care about how Apple makes money.
That's right. And if you care, I'm sure there's a live feed somewhere out there on the Internet. Marketplace's Jeff Horwich, thank you.
You're welcome, Bob.
And finally this morning, a fond farewell to one of the pioneers of the business we call radio. Hyman Brown has died in New York at the age of 99. He created some of the most memorable shows in the heyday of radio. Now, you might consider that a creaky old medium. And actually, that's exactly what Brown had in mind back in the 1940s, a creaky old storytelling device.
Good evening, friends of the inner sanctum. This is your host to welcome you through the squeaking door. Draw up a tombstone and sit down. Don't mind the fact that we've carved your name on it.
What's the picture in your mind right now? Hyman Brown believed that television had nothing on radio because there's really no limit to what you can see on the radio. The New York Times quotes him as saying, "Creak the door open and visually your head begins to go. The magic word is imagination." Whatever's on your mind, we're always glad to hear it at marketplace.org. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.